It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I present my annual Midway Point commemorating on the worst movies of the year so far. Number 10, Locked, with Bill Skarsgård being locked in Anthony Hopkins' car, and the script definitely needs an oil change. Number 9, A Working Man, with Jason Statham being resurrected as another former soldier rescuing a damsel in distress, and his recent characters need some walking papers. Number 8, Juliet and Romeo, another lame take on the Shakespearean tragedy that acts like a Disney Channel musical. Number 7, Wolfman, and I just got a comment from a Facebook user saying, your 2-star review is far too nice. Maybe he's right. Number 6, Sneaks, an animated shoe movie that basically likes to be Toy Story, but smells like stinky feet. Number 5, Flight Risk, the latest Mel Gibson-directed entry that deals with too much turbulence. Number 4, Fountain of Youth, an Apple TV Plus hit directed by Guy Ritchie and starring John Krasinski and Natalie Portman, and I'm not getting any younger here. Number 3, Love Hurts, and it really does hurt with Oscar winners Ke-Hi Kwan and Ariana DeBose both having their talents overexploited. Number 2, The Electric State, the recent Russo Brothers entry that cost $320 million to make, but was poorly spent with obsolete robots and poor acting from such fine talents as Millie Bobby Brown, Chris Pratt, and Woody Harrelson, among others. Now this definitely needs an oil change. And the worst movie of the year so far is Hurry Up Tomorrow, which is a cover version of The Weeknd's album of the same name, but acts like a trip to hell and back with emptiness, cynicism, and utter stupidity. Remember, these aren't my final choices, so come back in December. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.